The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hello and welcome to Florida Foodie. I'm your host, Candace Campos, and we have such a very special guest today with a long list of bona fides, all right? So here's just a few, all right? Stay with me here. He's a chef, he's a restaurateur, a cookbook author, and the first winner of Top Chef, okay? So he has a packed resume, you could say. Again, he's the first winner of Top Chef All-Stars. He just opened his first Florida restaurant in Orlando, and he is now appearing on a brand new show alongside, who else? Chef Gordon Ramsay. We are so happy to be joined today by Chef Richard Blaze. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me.
So
out here, outside.
Outside, you know.
In nature, I love it.
Yeah, you know, that's what we call the, you know, just the pandemic, you know, switcheroo.
I love it. It's chefs in the wild.
I like it.
It's a new thing that we're starting. Sorry, I pitch a lot.
So I love
I'm pitching
it.
This show where you and I are
pitch
out
it.
In the wild finding food in Florida.
I mean, I think that's, if you ask me, I think that's the next show.
Let's
say,
do it. Let's do it,
right? And I mean, it is, we're here in Florida. We're talking Florida foodie. You do have a big connection here to Florida when it comes to our new, your new restaurant. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get to all of that. But sure. I just wanted to stop for a second and say, what a list of accomplishments in the last couple of years. I mean, what is it just, when you think about what, 10 years ago? Where you were at and to now.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, what would you tell yourself 10 years ago?
Well, I mean, 10 years ago, I was just happy cooking food in a restaurant and, you know, getting up and going to work every day. And that's still how I feel, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's 10 years later, but I just love what I do. I don't feel like I have a job because I love it so much. I would never have thought that I would be here with you. There's no way that I would have thought 10 years ago we'd be doing this podcast. No way.
I mean, and did it start with you in the kitchen with your family, you know, doing stuff in the kitchen together? Or was this something you're just like, you know what, I can make a pretty, you know, great PB&J?
Well, I did. Listen, I mean, I had an early start. Mm-hmm. So when I was 14, I had my first job was at a restaurant. I don't know if you have them around here because mm-hmm. I'm kind of new to town.
Okay.
But it's they do like burgers and fries and shakes.
Okay.
McDonald's.
We have a couple of those around here.
Yes. My first job was at McDonald's when I was 14. Now, I was the poissonnier there, which means fish cook in French, which is a very prestigious. See how I'm hanging out with Gordon Ramsay now? I said prestigious.
Oh, very much so.
It's a very important position at a fast food hamburger restaurant that arguably has one seafood item. But I was the poissonnier.
Yeah.
And the first batch of fish sandwiches mm-hmm. that I sent out, I forgot to put the top bun on them.
Oh. How do you forget to do that?
Because it was my first day. I'm 14 years
old. Okay, true.
I mean, I was probably confused because there's cheese on it. So, like, who puts cheese on a fish? Anyway, I don't put the top bun out. Everyone's coming back through the drive-thru. And that was my start in this career. Little did I know that was really my calling to being an avant-garde chef.
Look at
like,
that.
I'm serving open-faced fish sandwiches.
You're so bougie at McDonald's.
I know. So I like telling that story, though, because that is who I am, you know? Like, I didn't grow up, like, on a farm, on a mm-hmm. milk crate, scrambling eggs from, like, it's a lot of chefs have that story, but mm-hmm. I'm just, like, a normal dude. My mom wasn't a great cook, and, you know, we ate food out of the microwave and the freezer, and, I mean, I heated it up first.
Of course, well, that's,
you know, but, you know,
you also forget to put the top bun on, so who knows if you ate.
I've been known to make a mistake or two, which it probably leads you to the next question.
So where's your training?
The hair. What's
no,
going on with
the hair?
Okay, good.
I thought you were going to go right there.
I thought you were going to go right
That's
there.
That's going to be next. That's the next question on
okay,
the list.
Okay, fair enough.
But
fair enough.
So your training. So where did you go to school?
Yes. I went to school at the Culinary Institute of America, which is like their sort of claim is like the Harvard of culinary schools.
Okay.
Which means it's expensive.
Yeah.
And it is. But like that's where I went to culinary. And I loved it. I loved culinary school a lot. You don't have to go if someone wants to learn how to cook. But I was such a student. I love learning. So mm-hmm. I actually, true story, got locked in the library one night because I was up there reading like 19 books about carrots. Who does that?
Okay,
and
you.
Like the student, you know, who was running the library like left and locked up and I was locked in. I got out.
But you know a lot about carrots now.
But I know a lot about carrots, which is my new cookbook. Richard Blaze knows a lot about carrots. It's not.
I was going to say, is it? That's what was on my
notes. It is vegetable driven. It is vegetable driven. But yes, sorry, I'm having fun.
No, this is awesome. I mean, and then when did it click in your head saying, you know what, I'm gonna compete with other people on television and possibly make a fool of myself.
Wow, yes, and yes. never would have thought about it, because again, I'm old and like reality show competitive cooking just started, like when I started cooking. Mm-hmm. So I love that because, you know, I never got into it to be in front of a camera or to cook competitively or judge or host TV shows. It just happened naturally. I just loved cooking food and making people happy. And I realized that it didn't feel like a job. Like I could work 14 hours on my feet cooking food in crazy conditions and was happy to go back the next day at 7 a.m. So, but no, never would have thought that I'd be competing and making a fool out of myself most time. Not today.
Yeah. Not today. And you know, we always say, you know, you have a face for podcasts when, you know, but you have a face for TV.
Oh, because... I thought you were talking about me. Like we always say about you.
No, I didn't say that. But you are now like you're now a host. Yes. I mean, so how is it working with Mr. Ramsay himself?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I've been blessed to work with like the legends of the celebrity chef world, whether it's Gordon or Guy Fieri or Rachel Ray. And they're great because they work so hard. You know, I think I was the chef like, you know, 7 years ago who would tell my staff like, you know, I don't know about Emeril Lagasse with his BAM and his TV shows and like real chefs are in. And then I realized like how hard it is to do what Emeril does, what Gordon does, what Guy does, and I just learn from them. So Gordon's amazing. They all are amazing. They get up and they work so hard. Mm-hmm. And anyone who thinks that it's easy, you know, cooking on TV or hosting a show or, you know, being an anchor or doing the weather, whatever it is, it's hard work. So I've learned a lot from whoever I'm around. But Gordon especially, he's so intense.
He is so intense.
I shared this before we jumped on that he just sent me a text message and he was like, go find some hair gel. Like, that's how intense it is working with Gordon.
You have great hair.
I don't know. It's very competitive. You know, our show is Next Level Chef, and Gordon and I are competing, not just in the kitchen, but obviously in the fashion world as well. I think that's happening.
Yeah. I mean, I like the hair.
Thank you.
I like the hair.
Thank you.
And if you're listening to us on your podcast, just head on over to clickorlando.com, and you can see his beautiful hair.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Because we're also doing it on video.
Fair enough. I didn't do it today, by the way.
It's just, you just woke up like that.
Yeah. It's people are saying on Twitter. That's my favorite thing now after the show airs, to find out what people are saying about the hair, because, you know, people are kind.
Yeah. So what's one of those things that like stuck with you the most when you were either on the show that someone told you that it still sticks with you? Is there just something where you're just like, I remember the day someone told me this?
Wow. On like my early on or
sure.
like any
anytime.
That someone told me. I mean, not really. I think really though, like coming up as a competitor on shows, it was really the ability. Well, actually, no, I will share this. One time, this was before his passing, Tony Bourdain. We all know Tony Bourdain. I love Tony Bourdain. He wrote the open for my first cookbook. And one time after Top Chef, after I did a couple things with Top Chef, continued on with the franchise, Tony Bourdain came up to me and he was like, hey, when are you going to get off the Top Chef teat?
Okay.
Sorry. And here he is. And here is Tony.
And the wind blows.
And I just thought like it was really like, you know, just giving me sort of advice on like, hey, you know, you can do so many things. And like, I don't know, that's something that always sticks with me just because I have so much respect for him. He's such a legend.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he was like, hey, you know, you basically telling me like you can do other things too, not just this one show, which is great.
Right.
I'm blessed to be a part of it.
Yes.
But yeah. When are you going to get off the Top Chef teat? From Tony Bourdain.
Quote unquote.
Yeah, there it is.
There you go. So cookbooks. So, I mean, what do you have? What, you know, if people just want to jump on the Blaze bandwagon.
Oh.
You know, what are some of the things?
I mean, that are going on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we have, you know, the new TV show, Next Level Chef, on Fox at 9 p.m. on Wednesdays with Gordon Ramsay and Nyasha Arrington. You know, I am working on my third cookbook, which is sort of health and fitness. Getting ready to run my 7th marathon in New York in the fall. And we have this new restaurant in Orlando called Four Flamingos at the Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress. And just, I mean, it sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it does.
It's fun.
Which is exactly why I wanted you to talk about Four Flamingos. why the word, why the name Flor Flamingos?
Man, it's kind of a long story, but like the more mature, I was going to say older I get, the more mature I get.
Yeah.
The more
You're
I
ancient,
realize,
by the way.
You know, like this idea of vintage or iconic
yes.
or classic. And what is more of a classic, you know, image of Florida in general than the flamingo, right?
True.
And then deep research, you know, got us to realize that there's only 4 species of flamingos in the Americas. And we went on this deep dive, and they're only in the Americas and mm-hmm. the Caribbean, South Central America. And that's kind of where the food angle is as well at Four Flamingos.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I just love flamingos. And I want the restaurant to sort of evoke these like vintage images, you know, like when I first visited Florida as a native New Yorker,
mm-hmm.
you know, and my mom jumped out of the rental car and grabbed an orange tree illegally, most likely.
Yes. From a farmer.
like tapping into like your, mm-hmm. your first experiences with a place. And now
right.
I'm here often, my wife's family's from Tampa, but, and we're doing the same thing at my restaurants in California. Like, what do you think of when you go to a place? Because I had restaurants in the South for a long time, and for the longest time I didn't want to cook grits because I was a stubborn New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, no, like I want to eat grits when
yeah.
when I'm in the South.
And what a great base to just do
yeah.
stuff with, you know?
Yeah, so Four Flamingos, it's fun. At the end of the day, it's fun.
Yeah. What's your favorite dish at Four Flamingos?
Wow, that is tough because, you know, my likes change every day.
Of
I
course.
Love all types of food. We have a swordfish, a bone-in swordfish chop.
Ooh, okay.
That has become a hit, surprisingly.
Why surprisingly? I guess
bone-in, it's a big, like, mm-hmm. you know, Thor's hammer cut of swordfish. And while I have it on another restaurant menu, it doesn't sell as much. But here in Florida, it's selling a lot. People know what
fish.
Swordfish is. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, right now it's stone crab season. You know, I mean, those are some of my favorite dishes right now on the menu. And we have a lobster dish. We have a lobster tank in the restaurant, which is very throwback. But
yes.
the tank is new. So just like the fresh seafood of Florida. That's something that I've missed being in California.
And you got 2 kids. I mean,
yes.
how do they like coming back to Florida? Too?
They love it. I mean, we were just here for the holidays. And, you know, I mean, they love coming to see their family. And actually, I mean, I was up in Gainesville for the holidays because I have a lot of family there as well.
Mm-hmm.
I saw my first gator. My
wow.
first live, gigantic gator. Like a 13-foot. They make
noise. Was it
noise.
In the wild or did you go someplace to
No, it was
see?
Like a reserve. Like it was like I was
okay.
on a trail.
Okay.
I was safe.
Okay.
But I was shook.
It was like you were camping and you woke
no, it
up
wasn't,
to the gator.
It wasn't camping, but it was a big gator that
yeah.
bellowed and like I didn't know they sound like lions.
They look like dinosaurs,
they
don't
do.
They? It's crazy.
They do. So anyway, I just wanted to share. That's a
yeah.
weird little bug.
I mean, sometimes on the news we talk about gators crossing school zones. So
right.
I mean,
well, I've been on the hunt to see one and I finally did. So I'm like now I feel like I could like stamp
yeah.
my passport almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
And next to the swordfish, maybe you can do gator bites.
Oh, I don't, you know, that's the only thing
no,
because truth but my wife also is a Florida gator and we don't eat them.
We don't eat
Florida
eat bites. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
You just lost a lot of fans.
I'm
right
so
now.
Sorry.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Not at all.
So sorry. Come on. UCF had a good bowl. That was a great bowl game.
It
like,
is.
Yeah, there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah, we have the Hula Bowl here.
There it is. There it is.
There you go. So let's talk about just what's next for you. Like what, I mean, you got the cookbook coming out, which you were saying is kind of that fitness and health and stuff.
Yes. I'm behind on my manuscript, so that's giving me a little anxiety right
okay.
now. So that should be hopefully by the end of the year that'll come out. You know, we're hoping for a next season of Next Level Chef, and I'm just enjoying the ride, opening up restaurants and having a good time eating good food. Maybe a guest spot in studio at some point. That would be what I would
that.
Want to be next.
Yes. I mean, and this is one of these things that has the pandemic been tough, you know, starting up Four Flamingos here?
I mean, the pandemic has been tough on restaurants, 100%.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's now... You can't even look at numbers from 2019. You're just in the new normal,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. But also, we've been blessed that people are still coming out to restaurants. People are still being supportive. So yeah, it's been challenging, but you're kind of used now. You're used to the challenge.
Right.
We wake up and we put our pants on and we go to work,
mm-hmm.
Regardless of what's happening. And it's been fun.
What would you tell somebody who's listening or watching, who's, you know, aspiring to be a chef, you know, maybe trying to figure out going to school or whatnot? Mm-hmm. What would be that one, you know, fortune cookie thing that you'd tell them?
I mean, just you have to love it, right?
Mm-hmm.
mean, I think you could say that about any industry, any profession. But like if you feel like you're going to cook and it feels like work, you know, then you're gonna be unhappy eventually,
right?
So really just dig in and figure out if you love it. If you want to work in restaurants, you know, work a few days at a restaurant that you like, just to see if you like standing on your feet for that long. Little things like that.
Right.
And or in this world, there's so many. You don't have to work in a restaurant. You could be a TikTok influencer, and
we've had them on our show.
And it's a career, you know. Mm-hmm. So in one way, yes, you know, if you want to be a restaurant chef, you got to be ready for the actual physicality of it.
Yeah.
But there's so many different jobs in the food world right now. Love it.
Awesome. Well, welcome to Florida.
Thank you.
Awesome. I mean, I know your wife is from here and things like that, but it's gonna be awesome seeing you. And where can people find information about Four Flamingos? Is there reservations?
Sure. Four Flamingos. We're at the Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress. You can go to Four Flamingos on the Instagram account, on the mm-hmm. Facebook. You can go to @RichardBlaze and DM me. You can slide up in the DMs I will tell you how you can find the restaurant for sure.
You must have teenage daughters if you know that lingo.
No, I'm just trying to still be relevant and sound cool. That's all. I do have a teenage daughter, but come find us. Come hang out.
That's awesome. And then my favorite question to ask chefs is if there is one dish that you will always say yes to. It doesn't have to be something that you made, but what if it's somebody specifically who has to make it, what would it be?
I mean, it's my answer, I feel like, is going to be really basic, but
okay.
Like that I always say yes to, like
yes. As a,
I mean, I love fries.
You're a fries guy.
I love French fries.
Yeah. Curly, steak, waffle.
Yes.
All of it.
I mean, if we had to choose, because I have a podcast called Food Court, which is another thing people can find.
Okay.
Where, if you'd like, I'd love to have you come on the show and battle one of your co-hosts, maybe.
I would love
and
that.
And, like, we argue things over, like, curly fries versus tater tots.
Yeah,
and you have to really debate seriously about it. So I think I'm a skinny fry.
Okay.
You know, maybe it was because I started at McDonald's. Like, that sort mm-hmm. of size, because you get a good ratio of crispiness to fluffiness with that shape. But I do love the curly fry.
There's just something about it.
Yeah, I like the waffle fry. I don't like ones, they make fries that look like faces. Have you seen those?
The smiley fries.
No, that is where I draw the line.
My daughter gets those at preschool.
Does she like, okay,
she
no.
She goes, I didn't know that was a thing until she told me that her fries were looking at her, and I thought we needed to take her to a doctor, and then I found out, oh no, they're just smiley fries.
That is great. These fries are staring at me.
They're looking at me, Mom. I'm like, this is gonna go deep.
I have to dip them in ranch dressing because otherwise they're staring at me.
This is
ranch dressing. I also love ranch dressing.
Ranch dressing anything.
Which is surprising for like a serious chef, right?
Yeah.
But I like ranch dressing. Just like put it in a hose. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Like, you've lost respect for me.
No, I have not.
Okay.
I have not. Right. I have not.
I like fries and ranch dressing.
Ranch and ranch.
Yeah. I like putting caviar in ranch dressing though. Like if you really want to take it to that next level, pardon the pun.
Really?
Yeah, little caviar on your ranch dressing, on a potato chip.
That should be the title of your next cookbook. Little caviar in my ranch.
There it. Oh, I like it.
Yeah, you like that?
I do like my stand-up routine. There it is.
Can you just put like a little toucan, Candace? Thanks for the title.
All right. We're going on the road.
This has been the most fun I've had on a podcast
really?
In a long time. Yes,
let's
absolutely.
Do it again.
Well, thank you so much.
You come on my podcast.
Deal.
All right.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much. Again, you can find all of his information on clickorlando.com. Good luck with everything. We can't
Thank
wait to
so
see all
the
other
welcome.
Awesome stuff you're going to be working on. And we love your hair. All right.
Thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guest, Chef Richard Blaze. You can follow him online. Search Richard Blaze on Instagram and Richard Blaze Official on TikTok. You can learn all about his restaurant, Four Flamingos, at fourflamingosorlando.com. You can find Candace Campos on social media as well. She's on Twitter. Just search @CandaceNews6. And on Facebook, search Candace Campos News 6. Also, a big thank you to our technical producers, Derek Mosier and Ryan Haley, and all of our production staff. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend about us. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on clickorlando.com/FloridaFoodie. And be sure to sign up for the Florida Foodie newsletter while you're there.